Canada's leading trainer for money earned, joins us on Trot Radio today. He's the only trainer with more than $3 million in purses, a career best, and he's on his way to posting a personal best for wins as well. Jeff Gillis sends out three horses in the Breeders' Crown. Jeff, welcome to Trot Radio.
Thank you, Norm.
Before we get into the horses competing on Friday and Saturday, I just, for a minute, want to rewind things a bit. Because you started making a name for yourself about halfway through the last decade, in the 2000s. And then the Aminorex scandal hit in February of 07. Trainers were blacklisted, eventually exonerated, had an impact on you. How did that entire process change how you approach the business?
Well, it certainly teaches you not to take anything for granted. It was a roller coaster ride for sure. It came at it was part of a very tough time in my life. I also lost my father shortly after that, and it was a real low point.
Do you blame anyone for what happened there?
No, I mean, what would be the point in that, really? I just consider it water under the bridge.
You couldn't race at WEG, but you kept plugging away, and this is something I really admire about you, Jeff. You didn't just roll over. You said, okay, right, can't race here. I'm going to Sudbury. Nothing wrong with Sudbury, but I mean, you know, that's a big move to make just to stay in the business, basically. So you moved up there, you did your best, and then, and maybe this is karma getting back, you had just bought a piece of a two-year-old that debuted in June.
Yeah, as luck would have it, I had purchased a piece of Santana Blue Chip in the Harrisburg yearling sale prior to the Aminorex thing happening with Carl Jameson and Jody, and it was a godsend, really.
Of course, Carl Jameson was a trainer of record for Santana Blue Chip, although I think you must have been a bit of a hands-on owner when possible.
Yeah, I mean, Carl was certainly the trainer. I went on the road with him, but it was a team effort.
That year, Santana Blue Chip won the Breeders' Crown, ended the year with $927,000 earned, never finished worse than third. That was a phenomenal campaign. How much better, I wonder if you think about this, how much better would that year have been had Some Beat Somewhere not been in the picture?
That's just the way it came down. I think it speaks to the credibility of Santana for, he made $1.6 million with in the shadow of probably the greatest horse of all time.
Well, you finished third to the Beach in the Metro. 3 years later, you win that race with Mystician, and he's heading into Saturday Night's a Limb. And he's an underdog, which I find interesting, much like he was in the Metro. This colt has had a serious case of seconditis. I don't need to tell you that. He's finished runner-up in 8 of 16. He lines up against the division's three fastest horses entered in the Breeders' Crown, Custard the Dragon, Roll with Joe, Alsace Hanover. What are your thoughts on Saturday's a Limb?
It's tough, but I mean, they're all tough this time of year, you know, in this race. Mystician's the kind of horse that, he's a cooler weather horse. He's kind of rounding into form. We freshened him up, and he came off that little hiatus, on good form, and, I think he deserves a chance. He certainly earned it, I think.
One night before, you have Speed Again racing Friday in the Breeders' Crown a Limb for two-year-old Pacing Colts, 5 of 8, a winner. Three of his last four, the beaten favorite in the Metro, just finishing third by a length. That's three top three finishes in the Metro in the last 5 years for you. So the question is, how do Santana Blue Chip, Mystician, and Speed Again compare?
Well, I don't know. Other than all being good two-year-olds, they don't have a lot of similarities. Santana will always hold a soft spot in my heart. Like I alluded to earlier, he came at a tough time. So, I mean, without him, I don't know that either of the other two would have existed for me anyway. Mm. He'll always be probably my favorite. He was supremely talented, and if not for the Beach, could have done much more. Mystician is an Ontario colt. He's a very handy horse. I wouldn't call him a great horse. I think he's a very good horse that is an opportunist. He he seems to know when the money's down, and he gets good. Jody's driven him very well, gotten good trips, and he's scooped up some big paydays. Mm-hmm. Speed again, I hope I don't jinx him, but has just been a... He's a gelding, first of all, and he just seems to be all racehorse. He surprised the heck out of me. I didn't expect it from him. And he just, he loves the race. We really kind of haven't seen the bottom of him. He's always charging at the wire. He fell short in the Metro. The trip didn't really go our way, but I'm supremely confident in him.
You gave Speed Again a rest after the Metro in Champlain. Didn't send him down to Lexington. Was that by design, or did the colt need the time off?
I typically try not to travel with our two-year-olds till we absolutely have to. There's enough racing for them here. He will go to the Governor's Cup after the Breeders' Crown if he comes out of it well. And hypothetically, that would give him 12 starts on the year should he make both finals, and that's plenty. So
yeah.
I didn't feel the need to throw Lexington in there as well.
Should people have been all that surprised when the Connection supplemented French Fries and Vinegar to the age mare trot? I mean, she's third in earnings among age trotting mares this season. Is it a case of flying under the radar, perhaps?
Well, I guess people should be surprised. It was a questionable move at best. And kind of on my suggestion, I suggested to Dave that we do it. It's from a dollars and cents standpoint, it's risky. Obviously, you're supplementing basically third money to get into the race, so you have to be first or second to turn a profit. But on her best day, I think that she can beat that bunch, and I guess it's just my job to make sure she has that best day on.
Well, I want to ask you this, and I don't want to count chickens for you before they hatch, but do you think this mare is an O'Brien finalist, regardless of how she does in the Breeders' Crown Final?
Well, we'll have to see. right. I guess if you factor in the Canadian aspect of it, I think so.
Now, how did you come to take over the training from Dave Smith?
He just showed up at the barn one day last November and asked that we try her, and so we gave her a shot, and she really about March kind of started to turn a corner. She was always, I mean, a lot of credit to Dave. He didn't race her at two, and she was lightly raced at three, and I think that's why she's kind of found her form later in life. But we're very happy to have her. She's a little bit to put up with sometimes.
Been a real pleasure talking with you, Jeff. You're an inspiration, sir. You've overcome a lot of adversity, and that's something we can all learn from. Best of luck. Thanks for being on Trout Radio.
Thank you. Very kind of you, Norm. Thanks for having me.